Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Sincere thanks to today's Dress Greg sponsor. It is Saco Bay Tackle Company in Maine, listening to us in Maine. And Ken is wearing their hat, and I am wearing their shirt today. So thanks to Saco Bay Tackle Company, located very close to the shack in Ocean Park, where I will be spending next week and perhaps the 4th of July.
If law enforcement cracks down on the red solo cups, which is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Will you support that, given your support of Manfred and law-abiding citizens?
I'm not somebody who drinks on the beach. Mm-hmm. Not a necessary thing for me. I do keep my white T-shirt on the beach.
Of course,
but then again, you know, we were talking about that dude yesterday who had the Under the Rainbow hit song, the Hawaiian guy.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Israel Iz Kamakawa'oli.
And I noticed that he weighed 757 pounds, mm-hmm. and he wore the traditional Hawaiian garb.
Yep,
without a shirt, mm-hmm. at Free Random, and he felt really comfortable. So I may take my shirt off.
Yeah,
on
you
the
gotta
beach.
Go. People look at you funny when you wear a shirt at the beach.
You think so?
Yeah, if you're without a shirt, I don't think people look at you. No problem at all. But when you're wearing a T-shirt in the water or in a pool, like, people are like, really?
Well,
just take it off.
The dad bod is in, right? I mean, that's all we've heard. I think it might be a pandemic thing, or maybe it was exacerbated by the pandemic. But the dad bod, that's what's in with
Get
the ladies.
Get you some sun, man. Nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I think dad bod is what some women like nowadays.
Okay. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Morning, Greg. How are you today?
What's going on, Joe? All back. Here's Lady Jade from Twitch. Hi, Lady
Good
Jade.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, what is the deal? Because, you know, I'm somewhat new to the Twitch chat, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you a moderator in the Twitch chat?
I am now, okay. Yes.
So what does that mean? Are you a volunteer? You a volunteer person?
Yes, Paladin and I are volunteers to pretty much help the guys out and keeping it clean ish.
Okay, because I noticed that there's always 10 to 12 conspiracies that are brewing on Twitch, and one of them is that you as moderators are controlled by the radio station. Like, for instance, they say, we can't say Courtney Cox's name in the Twitch chat because WEEI and Greg don't want us to. You don't work for us, right?
No, actually, I made that call one day.
Oh,
because we were all just sick of it. So I blocked the words co-host for one show.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I did. And then I unblocked them at 10:01.
Okay.
That's good. Power right there.
Jeez. All right. So what are you calling about, Lady Jade?
Twitch, among all of these other very heated conversations, is concerned about Dale Robert, the plant behind you.
Oh,
the plant. There, if you turn around on your right, there's one leaf that's kind of yellow and dying. If you could just pluck it off for them, that would be awesome. We can't, I mean, the poor guy. Yeah, that one. Just, okay. It'll pull right off.
All right, I have plucked
that. Oh, careful. You might have to support the, there you go.
Okay. So I have removed the dead leaf from the one lonely plant that we have here in the studio.
Be careful you don't get canceled for doing that.
Dale here.
Why would I get canceled for ripping a dead leaf from Dale the plant?
Plant abuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe is back. Joe, can you hear us?
Yeah, Greg, how you doing this morning?
What's happening? What's up? What's up, Joe?
Not much. Three quick points. Wearing a T-shirt at the beach.
Yes.
A lot of people with the sun is worried about skin cancer. I know I have to wear one.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I wear it.
Okay.
Number two, the thing with Britney. I know maybe her father might be a deadbeat dad, but didn't her kids get taken away from her for being negligent? Now, as for her having another kid, that's a person's right. But I think also because she had lost her kids due to social services, so that's definitely an issue.
Well,
so I think that's why they have to be careful on that, because
did you hear her yesterday say that she couldn't even change the color of her kitchen cabinets? She wanted to paint her kitchen cabinets a different color, and her father and the conservatorship wouldn't let her do that.
Yeah,
I mean, you feel bad for Brittany.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
I feel a little bit bad for her because she's almost 40 years old. Listen, let her do what she wants to do. And when she falls and she F's up, then she learns from her mistakes. I mean, you can only hold somebody's hand for so long before you got to be like, and she doesn't sound that like off of it where she can't take care of herself.
Some people think that she sounded weird in the testimony yesterday.
She definitely did. Have you got listened to the way she talks about the pregnancy thing?
Yeah, but even listening to her, maybe her voice sounds a little bit, but she's still able to kind of be coherent and put it together how she wants to have another kid. They won't allow her to have another kid. Like, really? She's 38 years old. If she wants to do it, she can do it.
This texter says, it's a Connecticut texter, that they have family members who are on psychiatric drugs and that they sound the same way. So maybe her father should have control of her. I mean, but wouldn't you guess that maybe the father is keeping her on medication?
Right, but if you're having mental issues and people are concerned about your well-being because they're afraid you're going to hurt yourself, that doesn't mean you then don't allow somebody to paint their cabinets.
Is that code?
What if the cabinets I bet you her cabinets are worth $100,000 and she's like, I want to paint them pink.
So what? Let her paint them pink. She can afford it.
Right. That's erratic behavior.
Brittany. Brittany should be allowed to do what Brittany wants to do. Free Brittany.
I was on tour in 2018. I was forced to do. My management said, if I don't do this tour, I will have to find an attorney.
I hate to interrupt you, but my court reporter is taking down what you're saying.
Okay.
And so you have to speak a little more slowly.
Of course, yes.
Okay.
Right. She's having they're giving her direction, and she understands that direction. Like, so she can't be that far off the deep end.
Well, she's probably terrified that if she doesn't win this, her father is going to lock her in some kind of a torture chamber or something like that. Solitary.
The fact that she can't even go to the doctors and have the IUD taken out to have a kid because her dad won't allow. Like, isn't that creepy?
It's really creepy.
And she's almost 40.
But she can go do a residency at Vegas.
Right.
So the money keeps coming in.
Right. Right. You can't have another kid, but you can go on stage and perform. And if you've seen entertainers and you've seen an entertainer like Britney Spears, there's a lot that goes into her show. So how is she performing if she's having mental issues like that?
Yeah. Well, he probably doesn't want her spending the money on the painters to come in and paint the cabinets because he wants all the money.
I believe that. It's about his money.
Think about all the athletes, all the celebrities, that their lives have been ruined because they didn't have a good father like Britney Spears to step in and take over.
So that's a good father?
Listen, what Mike Tyson, his life ruined. Who's the actor from Oz? From The Wizard of Oz. Her life was
Judy Garland?
Her life fell apart because she didn't have someone there for her. Mm-hmm. If she had a good, strong dad that took over and said, hey, this is how it's going to be, she'd live a nice life and be rich her entire life.
More on this in a second. Speaking of money, we got to do this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, code word this hour is BAND, B-A-N-D, BAND. You can text that code word to this text number, 72881, and you will be entered to win $1,000 cash right now. So text the code word BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881, and you could win $1,000 cash. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And your next code word coming up at 9:10, and then at 10 minutes past the hour, every hour, up until 6 tonight, another chance for you to win. And here is Ken and what is trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Subaru Summer. It's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find an authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Wiggy, when they hired Belichick, did you know he was going to be good? Did you have your doubts? Do we know Ime Udoka is going to be the right guy? How do you know? What do you look to?
I think it's more about how the players buy into the system, right? And there was a little bit of a struggle with Bill early on, but I think then players bought into what Bill was pushing.
Well, but you would expect that he's learned some things under Popovich, under Nash.
Right.
And so you would expect that when it comes to mentors, he's had some pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Played in the league 7 years, not a ton of games, but bounced around, and that's right. His benefit, right?
He's learned enough, that. Right? He's learned that he's seen enough on how to communicate, how a coach communicates with the superstars and the role players. I mean, Lou talks about it all the time when we have him on Tuesdays about how Alex Cora, because Alex Cora wasn't like this great baseball player when he played, but he knows how mm-hmm. to relate to players.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always a benefit.
Well, bizarre tweet from Jay Williams, who deleted the tweet, praising the Celtics for hiring their first coach of color. And of course, it's their sixth. That was deleted. And then as Spaz noted earlier, he's now claiming he was hacked.
Right.
His password was
right.
stolen.
He says he was hacked. I mean, I don't know. If you were going to hack his Twitter feed, I'm not sure that that's the first tweet that you would send out.
Right.
You think you'd maybe send out some nudes or something.
What an idiot.
You're going to hack it. And
I mean,
then,
how do you not know, if you're working for ESPN, how do you not know that Bill Russell was the first coach of color in the NBA for the Boston Celtics?
I'll give you a pass on Bill Russell.
You will?
Well, only because he coached so long ago and he was a player's coach. Maybe everybody might not know that he did that. Now, but Doc Rivers? Like
Casey Jones?
I don't know how old Jason Williams is. Maybe he's, what, 36, 37? So you didn't know Casey Jones, but you don't know Doc Rivers?
That is a devious hacking. I mean, Ed Davis will get to the bottom of this when he's done with Ortiz.
Some advice on if you're pretending you got hacked. You have to let it sit for a little bit and put out another ridiculous tweet, and then you have to respond to tweets saying, what do you mean? I didn't post this. I don't know what this is. What's going on? How do I don't know how to fix it. What do I do? Then you fix it.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Play into it.
It's called jumping on the narrative that Boston is a racist
that's
city.
That's all it
that,
is.
That was what he was attempting to do, and he got
right.
caught.
Because whoever hacked him, so the person who hacked him was a basketball fan and goes, great hire by the Boston Celtics.
That is awesome. Jason Tatum headed to USA Basketball to the Tokyo Olympics. He's going to be on that team with Durant, Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, Bam.
Maybe
Zach
he can
Levine.
Get to Dame Dollar. Yeah. Dame Dollar, talk to Dame and say, hey,
build
Dame,
that team.
You want to come play for the Celtics?
He'll be a net in 2 years after that.
Hawks beat the Bucks last night 116-113. 48 from Trae Young.
He might go to Atlanta and play with Trae Young.
Yeah.
Is that boy good?
Red Sox were out of it early. Garrett Richards did not get out of the second. Austin Meadows, two-run homer. Mike Zunino, two-run homer. Hanging slider. Four batters walked, hit a batter. Cora finally pulled him. And then post-game, Richards is trying to explain why he has nothing Here's more of Richards explaining life with rule enforcement.
Well, like I said, some guys are getting it done. You know, if you watch baseball, you can see where guys who didn't maybe like let balls get away or whatever, it's happening more often now. But for me, I'm just trying to slow everything down and just put my body in a good position to throw the ball. You know, obviously my velo's down, everything's down, but that's just because, you know, I can't really step on the gas right now. I'm worried more about location than I am stuff. So, you know, that's a big difference. So,
Cry me a river.
His velo is down because he's worried about location.
grab the baseball and figure out how to throw it without stuff on it. How about that? You're paid a lot of money. Figure out how to throw the baseball without the spider tack. I'm sure you can figure it out.
How about Manfred wait till after the season and then give the guys...
Sure. But that didn't happen. So
all of the offseason to figure that out.
Now that that didn't happen, stop whining and figure out how to throw the baseball. You're paid millions of dollars to do it, and you ought to be able to figure that out. We will, by the way, we'll have the opportunity to talk to Sam Kennedy about this. 9 o'clock Red Sox front office report on today's show.
Yes, and tickets to give away this hour and next.
Yes.
Rubber game tonight, 7:10 first pitch at the Trop, 6:10 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network tonight. It's Nick Pivetta. NHL comeback win for the Islanders. They force a game 7 with an OT win. Anthony Beauvillier 1-8 in the overtime, and the Lightning lost Nikita Kucherov as well. That's what's trending on the Greg Good Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back to more The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
From a texter, was that the guy who complained about not being able to throw without a winter jacket who is now complaining about not being able to throw without spider tack? Yes. Same guy. Same guy. Too cold. No winter jacket. Too cold.
Definitely.
Here.
I mean, I didn't even pack a jacket for it.
You got to get adjusted to the cold weather.
Yeah. Cold weather. And now you got to adjust to throwing balls that aren't sticky.
I was complaining in AZ because it was 115 degrees out there.
Okay, I gotcha.
Got to get adjusted, right, Mike.
Okay. Speaking of you, you're being dragged for your lead this morning by a 617 texter who cannot believe that on your list of the top five Patriots under the tutelage of Bill Belichick, you had Teddy Bruschi at number two. Texter thinks that's laughable.
Well, based on the criteria of the Tom E. Curran list, impact on the field, over 1,000 tackles.
Super Bowls,
over 25 sacks, you know, double-digit interceptions. And when you talk about the culture, Patriots Way culture, who bodied that, embodied that
more than Teddy Bruschi?
Right.
What about Rodney Harrison?
I mean, Rodney did a great job with it, but he only played 6 years for the organization. Teddy played his whole career for the Patriots, 13 years. And when you think about it, and he was here prior to Belichick getting here, so he was one of the, you know, I know Curtis brought it up yesterday with Troy Brown. He was kind of one of the founding fathers of the Patriot way.
Right. I think he's also on the staff at the college that your son is going to play football at.
No, not on that. Not on
I
the
just
coach.
Retweeted you yesterday.
Not on the coaching staff. He might work. He might have some type of consultant role. But that means nothing. I base my opinion on the criteria that Tommy Curran laid out.
Uh-huh.
Three Super Bowl. Okay. All right, so who would be on your list?
What were your five again?
My five was Brady, Teddy, Gronk, Ty, and Edelman.
Edelman's a shocker that you have him there. Ahead of Troy Brown.
I really don't think it is.
Well, I agree, but Wiggy argued for Troy Brown pretty staunchly yesterday, and you're leaving out all the old guys. Seymour, who you helped draft.
Right, but Seymour, I did help draft Seymour. Thank you, Ken.
What about
for that
Willie?
One.
Like, you left Willie off the list.
Willie?
Vrabel?
Willie, I left him off the list because compared to the other players, I think Willie went to play for Cleveland, right? So I'm looking at guys that are and he embodies that Patriot way.
What about Vinatieri?
Thank you. Oh, my God. He's number two.
But you know what? Vinatieri played more years in Indy than he did in New England.
Yeah, okay, they offered him a joke of
you
a
don't
deal.
Win okay, a, was, you don't win any of those three Super Bowls without him. The first three.
Okay. You don't get in the field goal range without me. So why not on this?
Yes,
how?
You do. There'd be another tight end that would have caught the ball if they were gone there.
No, where was he? We had another tight end.
By Jermaine Wiggins, the tight end.
How about field goal range?
No,
it's different for most kickers than Adam Vinatieri. You get within the 40.
So who are your five? If you got a list of five.
I like your five. I just don't like Teddy.
Okay, so who would you put on there?
I just told you mine would go Tom Brady, then Adam Vinatieri would be my number two.
That would be your number two?
Yes, I would swap Gronk with Julian Edelman, by the way.
Okay.
Edelman would be three. Number three. Ty Law, I think he's great, so I'm fine with him being there at number four, and then Gronk would be number five. 100%. Edelman is by far one of the best Patriots of all time, and I'm not you're being a honk. The guy, his playoff stats are insane, and that's what matters.
Yeah, well, you don't win that Atlanta Super Bowl without him.
Why Hightower should be in there.
But, Spaz, I don't mind. I think you don't win those Super Bowls without Vinatieri, granted. But I can't put a kicker ahead of players.
A linebacker.
Yeah, or just.
Of players.
Okay, let's
talk about our idiot kicker.
Wiggy, you know what's great is for the rest of your life, you get to say that you had 10 catches in the snowball game that you won because of Vinatieri. If he doesn't make those kicks,
I know that.
People are going to be like, what do you mean you caught 10 catches in the same game that no one gives a crap about?
Right, but if the defense doesn't play the way they played, then they don't put us in a position where Vinatieri gets a chance to kick
stuffer. It's on one guy. It's on one effing guy.
That's all you do is kick, though. That's it. You don't do nothing else.
You know who Wiggy has at number six? Cam Newton.
Make a food list or something. Like, what's your favorite food?
Well, I think that's
give me your top 10 food dishes.
So
and
you
then
don't
we
think
talk.
So you don't think Teddy Bruschi should be on the list? You think Vinatieri is?
I think you can argue about it, but I think
he's on the list, but not top five.
Not on the list. He's not on the top five list.
I don't think he's number two.
So who's on your list then?
You just have heard us go over anybody that. So Brady is clearly number one.
Right. We all
know. I might have Troy Brown and Edelman on the list. I might have two receivers on that list.
So
I think Gronk. I mean, can you argue on the tight end position?
Gronk is by hands down by far.
Okay, Ben Coates.
Ben Coates didn't play for Belichick.
Okay,
so Gronk by far is
he didn't?
No,
you Coates. Sure about that?
Yeah, I'm
not
positive.
Even for a season.
Nope.
Yes. Okay, Spaz, where would you have Ryan Mallett?
He's number one in my wife's eye.
Right.
Number one at home.
But listen, when you look, I just don't think that.
Was Gronk a guy who, could he be on the list based on the fact that he wasn't a Patriot Way guy? I mean, that was the issue between he and Belichick.
It's true. He's a traitor, too. Conniving behind the scenes to get out of here?
Yeah, but he's probably one of the greatest players in Belichick's era as a coach. And that's what you got to factor into some of these things. McGinnis, you could probably make an argument. Could you say McGinnis or Brewski? I think you could probably make an argument that one of those two guys deserves to be in the top
five. What about Wilfork? Several texters say Vince Wilfork should be in the top five.
Right, but I would
He spanned the dynasties. He's the only guy that won in 04 and then stayed and won that Seattle Super Bowl.
And what about Matt Light?
Matt Light's another guy.
I've got him 45th. blew the perfect season.
But you can only put five up there. I mean, you could say, what about this one? What about that one? But when you're thinking about, the Patriot way, right? Mm-hmm. What players come right to your mind right away? And for me, and I think a lot of people around here, Teddy Bruschi's one of those guys.
Edelman comes to my mind when you mm-hmm. say that.
Right, Edelman comes to your mind. So there's two guys right there that instantly come to your mind. Teddy Bruschi comes to mind before McGinnis, before Troy Brown, because these guys, he's still a staple in the community. He's still here. We obviously see him on ESPN. So when you think of the stuff that he went through, you think and came back and played at a high level. When you instantly think about Patriot Way, Teddy's name is up there, regardless of what he's doing now with Arizona. But he is.
Here's Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Derek, I don't know if you heard earlier, but there is a trash issue in Stowe, Massachusetts that we'd like you to clear up, if you could.
Hilldog, it's well documented. I moved on from that industry long, long ago.
Okay. All right. You were fired.
Listen. You can call it whatever you want. We parted ways. Isn't that what they say nowadays?
Yes, we
agreed to part ways.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got to jump in. I love this, especially when we're talking about the diehards, because we all know the diehards can't, like, nobody in the whole sport can be mentioned above any Patriot. We're the greatest everything that ever was. But some of us are a fan of football and not just homers like most of the diehards. And I got to tell you, Brewski's a slam dunk number two on the list. It's not even, shouldn't even be argued. I sent my list to Kenny, but I went obviously pretty. Brewski, Edelman, Troy Brown, and I'll say this as a Steeler fan, and he shredded us and killed us and pulled our heart out because Josh Miller is a moron and punted the ball right to him in 2001. But Troy Brown, by far, is one of my favorite football players of all time. So for any diehard out there, and I had Light at number five, but if you don't put Troy Brown in your top five and you call yourself a Patriot fan, I got nothing for you.
Well, yeah,
you
know, I mean, that's what I said. I don't know. Can you have two wide receivers?
Yeah,
though?
You can have two wide receivers.
Gronk is such an easy pick, Hilldog, okay? Granted, he's everything that, you people want to see. Greatest tight end ever, you can't say. No, I get it. But he was a big, meathead, dominant, just specimen, okay? When you're talking about the criteria that Curran put out there, he falls short. I'm sorry. He, culture-wise, impact, he was purely, simply a machine, a robot, go here, do that, pick thing up, put down. That was what that kid was. Troy Brown built that turned that campground down on Route 1 into what it is now. And he was one of the founding people that did that. And you can't take that away.
Yeah. All right. Good points, Derek.
Yeah.
This is Chad from New Hampshire. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, two players I think should be considered. One is one of the biggest Patriot Way players, but Matthew Slater. I mean, he's been Patriot Way ever since the beginning.
Yeah.
And then Malcolm Butler. If he didn't catch that, he didn't make that interception in 2014, he would have wouldn't have started the second part of the dynasty. I mean, he wouldn't have, who knows if we would have went to, you know, the in 2015 and then won the Atlanta, you know, Atlanta Super Bowl. It just started an entire thing. You know, he wasn't there for 1 year and then he got suspended and he wasn't Patriot way. But he started, you know, he started the second dynasty. If he didn't make that dead interception, who knows where we would have even been. We would have got those extra Super Bowls.
There's not a big enough body of work from Malcolm Butler.
Well, so then that's...
You can't do it based on one interception.
So if you're going to say that, then you probably couldn't put a guy like Rodney Harrison on the list.
Ernie Adams gets the credit for that interception anyway, doesn't he?
I think Matt Patricia was the D coordinator at the time.
Yeah, but I think Ernie identified the likelihood of Pete Carroll doing that. Hello, RJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to give my take on the top five Patriot Way guys.
Yeah.
So when I think of the Patriot Way, I mean, I'm thinking like sacrifice and being able to do multiple roles. And I mean, automatically Brady goes on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to put Edelman. I think Edelman and Troy Brown are no-brainers because the sacrifices they made and the way they played multiple roles. I mean, not a lot of guys for any other organizations did that, and I think that's what the Patriot Way is. And then I got to go McGinnis and Brewski because I just think their leadership was off the charts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can you guys keep just glossing over Vinatieri? Listen,
he's a kicker. It's like
no one else makes those kicks. No one.
I got nothing against kickers. I got nothing against Matthew.
Clearly you do.
Matthew Slater. But you're talking about guys who play 50, 60 snaps a game versus a guy who might only play 4 or 5 snaps a game.
Patriots! Honestly, Mallett could probably be on that list as a kicker because he put one through your wife's uprights.
Oh.
Well, at least I know my son's not his because my son's 4 feet tall.
So, well, he might hit a late growth spurt.
I hope so, dude. And can I just say that the Patriot Way here in this conversation shouldn't matter because everyone on the team is Patriots Way because if you're not, you're not on the team.
So it
doesn't matter. What matters is what impact did you have to help the team win the Super Bowl. That's why Malcolm Butler gets talked about, because without that pick, they don't move on. Vinatieri, without his three kicks, they don't win the Super Bowl.
Right, but that's and the way Tommy Curran says it, it's culture, right? So when you think of culture, you have to add that into the players that you're thinking about. You have to add into the fact, because if he's going Super Bowl rings, right, well, then you could make the argument, well, is there a guy? I'm automatically going to give it to the guy who has more rings than the other guy.
Yeah,
because that's part of it. So when I think of culture, I don't think necessarily all the Patriots way, but it is the sacrifice for the team. It is the guy when you think about the Patriot player and the Patriot way, and a guy who's willing to sacrifice.
What about Vrabel then? I mean, he was a huge Patriot way guy.
Right, right, right. He was, but you can only put five on this list. And then that comes into, okay, so if we all got the Patriot Way, then the next thing, and we all got the Super Bowls, then we got to look at impact on the field. And then that's how we then make our next determination on whether or not this guy should be on the list. Say what you want about Gronk. His impact on that field was amazing. Now, so wasn't Julian Edelman's. So wasn't Troy Brown's. So it wasn't Willie McGinnis. So it wasn't Teddy Bruschi's. It's about the impact and how their impact on the field is greater than maybe somebody else that you're trying to compare them to.
My head is going to explode. And I have nothing against Troy Brown. Has Troy Brown ever, when you come to impact, couldn't other wide receivers make the plays that he has made? No one can do the catch that Julian Edelman made. No one.
It's a catch that will go as the greatest of all time. But he played both ways.
Also was never popped for PEDs.
Yeah.
You can't in one word go, no other kicker would make that kick, and then on the other hand go, well, you get another wide receiver who would make that catch.
That's true.
But that yes, you true. Can.
But so then you can get any other kicker to do that.
No, right,
hold on. You guys can keep arguing about this.
Sorry.
In a moment. We got to take a break. But I do want to remind you that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, for any reason. You can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the brand new Odyssey app, and then you can take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo. That's right.
At 9, Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox. So we'll talk a little bit about last night and Garrett Richards and sticky balls and other things with Sam Kennedy. At 9:30, a very interesting Patriots programming announcement. It's not about Wiggy's top five Patriots of all time, but we'll do that make that announcement at 9:30. And speaking of announcements, just a heads up. I can give you the details on the cornhole tournament 2.0.
I've been practicing.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
So Wiggy had such a great time at the beach cornhole tournament at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, a month or so ago, that we're doing it again this summer, but we're doing it here. And so it's the second tournament of the summer to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. It's happening at the casino at the Encore Boston Harbor on Sunday, August 22nd. So they have this beautiful outdoor Encore lawn area, which is where we'll be with music and food and drinks. And we have room for over 200 teams, Wiggy. We had a couple hundred teams up there.
Right.
At the Brunswick on the beach,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have the same thing on the water at the Encore Casino. So we're opening up registration right now, and the prize pool totals $2,500. And you get the whole experience of the casino,
mm-hmm.
stay there if you want,
right?
All that stuff. So it'll be a full Sunday afternoon. It is. We're doing the three game round robin tournament, and then the top 64 teams advance to the single elimination playoff round. So, I expect that it'll probably sell out like last go round. It's a Sunday in August.
Right.
What else are you going to do? And then you can spend your time at the casino as well. So, if you want to get in on it, we'll have live music, we'll have food, we'll have all that stuff. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And if you click on events, it'll take you right there. And you can join me and Wiggy and Ken and Curtis. I expect you guys will be able to be there this go-round.
I sure hope so, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wiggy, who's your partner?
Last time they put me with just some guy. I don't know how. Remember somebody couldn't go and then.
Yeah, it was like an expert cornhole guy up there.
Oh, no. Ken and Curtis couldn't go.
Right.
And so me and whoever the guy
that. It was an older guy, right?
No, he wasn't older.
Oh, he wasn't?
Yeah,
okay.
He wasn't older. He probably in his.
Oh, no, he's a listener. He was a listener.
Yeah, was
that
a listener.
Curtis, yeah, that had been emailing Curtis.
He was actually
to
pretty good, too.
Yeah, pretty good.
What
player,
time did
yeah.
it start, Mr. Hill?
I think it starts at like 11 or something, yeah. Right around there.
I produced Hangway on something. I was going to beg to
I think if
partner.
Everything. I think if everything works out okay, I may boat over on the trilogy and park it right there.
Ooh. Spaz, a show idea for Spaz.
Yes.
Why not do the Tangway show remotely from down there?
I'm in if Tang is in. I'd love to be a partner because I would love to beat these two knuckleheads. I'm phenomenal at cornhole.
This is Neil. Hello, Neil.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, Neil?
Hey, yeah. I've been hearing Wiggy blow Rodney Harrison off like he's like nothing for days.
Yep.
Rodney, he might be the best defensive player Belichick ever had. Who's better than Rodney Harrison? Dante Hightower? I don't think so. Teddy Bruschi? I don't think so. Who's better than Harrison
on defense?
Wilfork, maybe?
Wiggy,
who else?
Wiggy said you didn't have enough years from Rodney.
Yeah, he only
Harrison.
Played for the Pats for 6 years.
6 years are pretty long time.
But look, he almost led the league in tackles like every year. Those 6 years of playing on the Pats is probably better than a lot of defensive players playing 6 years on any team.
No, I'm not saying that, but when you look at the numbers that Bruschi had, I mean, his numbers were spectacular. We're not taking anything away from Rodney, but you have to think about he won, what, 2 Super Bowls with the Patriots? Mm-hmm. So it's about the rings.
Wiggy did his own as his lead this morning. He did his own top 5 Patriots under Belichick list, like Tom E. Curran is doing his 50. Mm-hmm. And Wiggy's were Brady in order. Brady, Bruschi.
Gronk.
Ty Law. And Edelman. Those are his top 5.
Bruschi and Gronk literally retweeted him this week, each of them.
Yes. Right, of course they did. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Will?
Hey, let me just say this, right? Wiggy, this show is nothing without you, man. They may not agree, but...
Sorry.
Can't say that's bad.
Spaz.
Who was your... Curtis missed you the most. He won't say it, but Curtis missed you the most. Nonetheless, who would you name your top 5 tight ends, being that you're a tight end guy?
Patriots or NFL history?
Well, Patriots. We're Patriots over here. Patriots.
Gronk.
I would go Gronk first.
Ben Coates.
I would be second.
You would be second.
Ben Coates.
What about Hernandez? Wait a second.
Thank you.
You have to include Hernandez.
Is this under the Belichick or
thank
just?
Thank you, Greg. This is why it's Greg's show.
Under the Belichick or just Patriots history? Period.
Under Belichick, we're talking Belichick, right? Okay. So under Belichick, who's the greatest tight end?
Okay, so I'd go Gronk.
Hernandez.
I'd go me for second.
What? You think you were better than Hernandez?
Then Hernandez. Then Foyer.
I just choked on my spit, Wiggy. You can't do that, Wiggy.
How many Super Bowls Hernandez had? Or had?
Well, his career was interrupted.
I can't help that his career was interrupted.
It was interrupted by his actions.
You're right. Supposed to factor in how the culture is impacting.
Yes, culture impact too.
So Gronk, you.
For Hernandez?
Foyer. I'd probably go Ben Watson.
I got Vrabel over both of them.
I could do that.
And then I'd go Vrabel.
I can't believe you don't have Willie McGinnis on there. That's surprising to me.
Well,
Seymour. You love Seymour.
I know, but Seymour didn't really, the culture, right? That's part of it. And I just
wasn't a culture guy.
Well, no, it's not that he wasn't a culture guy, but when you think of guys that have played for the organization, if you just said to people walking down the street, Patriots culture, Patriots way, name 3 guys, go.
And you wouldn't have Richard Seymour on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wouldn't have Seymour on. They would have Wilfork before Seymour.
Okay. I have a pair of Red Sox tickets to give away, and I want to give them away right now before we get to the Red Sox front office report this week. So if you are caller number 9 at 617-931-0937, you will win tickets to see the Red Sox and the Yankees tomorrow night at Fenway. Great tickets.
Awesome tickets.
These tickets are hard to come by. So call now. 617-931-0937, and you'll be at Fenway tomorrow night. Sox Yankees, all brought to you by KM Hot Dogs. As long as there's KM, there's summer. They are the official hot dog of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.